This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast for the week of March 26, 2007. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, winter's last blast. It's spring, officially, but we got a pretty good snowstorm last week here on the East Coast, and it made me think how in poetry, snow is not what you call a happy weather event. In poetry, snow seems to bring with it stoic meditations on mortality, endurance, and the general grimness of life. So this week, before spring finally lightens our collective mood, I thought I'd play two snow poems for you, Snowstorm by Hayden Carruth and Winter by Marie Ponceau. Coincidentally, both Hayden Carruth and Marie Ponceau were born in 1921, Ponceau in New York. Her first book was published in 1956, but then she didn't publish another book for decades. She's known as a rigorous formalist, writing villanelles, sestinas, and other received forms. She's so skillful that hearing her poems, you might not even notice their structure. Take this sonnet, for example. It's about something that happened.
Pretty much exactly the way it says in the poem. I lived in a Queens neighborhood where we went out and shoveled our snow very dutifully as soon as it fell so that we would be good citizens.
The poem is set in the late 1960s.
It was a hard time to be an adolescent. And that's what my boys were. I have six sons. This is the youngest of the lot.
The poem begins by addressing a neighbor, a Greek woman who has just gone through what every parent dreads. Here's Marie Ponceau reading Winter.
I don't know what to say to you, neighbor, as you shovel snow from your part of our street, neat in your Greek black. I've waited for chance to find words. Now, by chance, we meet. We took our boys to the same kindergarten 13 years ago. When our husbands went. Both boys hated school, dropped out feral, dropped in to separate troubles. You shift snow fast, back bent, but your boy killed himself, 6 days dead. My boy washed your wall when the police were done. He says, "We weren't friends," and shakes his head. I told him it was great he had that gun. And shakes. I shake close to you, close to you. You have a path to clear, and so you do.
Marie Ponceau reading Winter. You can read some of her poems on our website, poetryfoundation.org. Her latest book is Springing, New and Selected Poems, published by Knopf. Hayden Carruth was once the editor of Poetry Magazine. He has also won the Ruth Lilly Prize, which is awarded by the Poetry Foundation. It's hard to characterize the work of a poet who has published over 30 books, but we can probably safely say this much. A Carruth poem is often shaped by an anecdote from the poet's everyday life. It's often set in rural northern Vermont, but his poetry's geographical remoteness doesn't keep out politics. War and other man-made disasters, even when they're taking place on the other side of the world, feel very near in his poems. Snowstorm begins with someone's car sliding off the road near the poet's house. He invites the unlucky young drivers to come in for coffee while they wait for the wrecker. Their sullen refusal makes them seem like foreign invaders, and the poet suddenly feels like a native, which sets off a meditation on all the young men and women fighting our wars in strange places throughout the world. Here's Jacob Weber reading Snowstorm by Hayden Carruth.
Everywhere men speak in whispers. Tumult, many new ghosts. Storm hurls itself across the valley and careens from the ridges, swirls of snow lapsing, leaping, colliding. Outside on the highway, a car has rolled over the guardrail. Two pickups have stopped. Men stand hunched with their hands in their pockets. We are looking from our kitchen windows. We have called the country sheriff and the wrecker. We have asked the men to come in for coffee. But they have said no, somewhat sullenly. Earlier we had been speaking of war in the Persian Gulf, of all the wars and how armies are everywhere now, hardly one peaceful corner remaining in the world. In strange cities and in wastelands, on mountains and on islands, young men and women, in clumsy uniforms and in unease, stand hunched with their hands in their pockets, or drink as much beer as they can, or screw themselves silly. But mostly, they stand hunched with their hands in their pockets, scornful of the native people. Now through the snow, the men on the highway are vague, distant figures in a veiled world. The car's lights are dim and unclear. In our eaves and around our dormers, the wind cries and moans with increased force, and the night comes on.
Jacob Weber reading Snowstorm by Hayden Carruth. You can read a lot more poems by Hayden Carruth on our website, poetryfoundation.org. If you have a chance, check out None, which is the grimmest, funniest poem I've read in a while. Hayden Carruth's most recent books are Scrambled Eggs and Whiskey and Toward the Distant Islands, New and Selected Poems, both out from Copper Canyon Press. Do let us know what you think of this podcast, where our motto is...
You should never explain a poem, but it always helps nevertheless.
Our email address is podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this podcast comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the poetryfoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.